Well, the swamp wants to go to war with Russia, Lee.
Apparently so.
Donald Trump has other ideas. Announced over the weekend by his border czar, Tom Homan, he wants to go to war with the cartels. Did you hear this over the weekend?
Not specifically, but I've heard rumblings about this. And of course, he has talked about this during the campaign about, you know, be willing to take military action against the cartels in Mexico.
He says he's going to treat them just like ISIS. That's what Homan said. Well, that's a loaded statement. Because remember, Trump chased ISIS deep into the caves of the earth with Moab bombs, specifically designed to get you if you are hiding deep in the earth. That's the purpose of a Moab bomb. And what was left of ISIS after Trump and Putin partnered together to destroy the caliphate, they had gone deep into the earth, and he hit them with those bombs, and that was the end. So when Homan, who is going to be Trump's border czar, says, we're going to come after you like we did ISIS, we're declaring you, cartel members, we're declaring you a terror group, that means we are going to chase you to the ends of the earth, and we are going to kill you. That is exactly how it will be taken, and that is the correct way for it to be interpreted. And this shows you the level of seriousness, Lee, that Trump has here. Here's Homan.
But the cartels are like a Fortune 500 company. The Sinaloa cartels, they're in over 40 countries on the globe. Not only are they smuggling record amounts of narcotics in the United States, they are now in every major city of the United States, taking over the distribution within the United States. The criminal cartels of Mexico have killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in the world combined. Take the 9/11, times that by 100, right? So President Trump says he's going to designate a terrorist organization and wipe them off the face of the earth. Because Mexico's not going to do it. Mexico's been dealing with this for 30 years.
So what is he talking about? He's right. I mean, and I've been talking about this a long time. You're going to watch the merger of the Democrat Party with the cartels if we don't stop them. And that is exactly how things operate in Mexico. Again, this last political season saw 30 assassinations by the cartels of candidates they had not approved. We will see that here if we do not do something about this. And this has to be ripped out by the roots. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. That sounds a little crazy, but it's not. We've been talking about it on Battleground America, and I'm going to deep dive into it today. We've had both Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor of Texas, and Ken Paxton say the same thing I am saying right now, that the Democrat Party had cut deals with the cartels at the border that allow them to smuggle in tens of thousands of people, and that this must be stopped because it's growing. What do we see in Aurora? And think about it. This is already beginning. We had Democrat officials from the local level, the police chief, all the way on up to the governor, lying to protect Tren de Aragua. Flat out lying. We had UK Daily Mail reporters go into those Aurora apartments they had taken over by force and found out they're selling underage girls there. That's what they sell. Women and girls. And you don't get an option to be part of their organization or not. It's not like American prostitution, Lee, where the woman, you know, falls on hard times or gets on drugs and prostitutes herself. No, they kidnap you from your parents and they bring you up here. And what do you got? You got Aurora officials protecting them, lying for them. What do you think is going to happen next time those Aurora officials who've done such a great job protecting Tren de Aragua and lying to the American people are running against opponents? What do you think we think is going to happen? You think Tren de Aragua is going to take an interest in those races?
That's likely.
And that's how it works in Mexico. People just end up dead. So we've got to rip this out before it gets good in dug in blue areas in particular. And that means, and they're right, going back to the source in Mexico and killing these cartel members. They are absolute terrorists. Here's the rest of what Homan says he and Trump are going to do.
Because Mexico's not going to do it. Mexico's been dealing with this for 30 years. And I hate to say it, but it's just a fact. Much of the Mexican military, much of the Mexican government, they're corrupt. We know that. That's why even when I was ICE director, I vetted units, and we vet these guys ourselves that we work with down there. We didn't even tell them everything. Not every cop and soldier is corrupt. I'm not saying that. I'm sure there's soldiers and police officers down there doing it for the right reason, but there's a lot of corruption there. And the cartels, you know, if you're a police officer and you're making, you know, $36 a week, and the cartel comes and gives you $100,000 to let something happen, they're going to take it. I mean, many of them will. So it's going to take U.S. Special Operations, U.S. Intelligence to track these guys down, follow the money, and just same thing President Trump did to ISIS and the caliphate. He can do it. He did that terrorist organization. He can do it to the criminal cartels, but it's going to take the United States.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
Well, just going on in an Athens courtroom right now in the trial of the Ibarra suspect for the killing of Lake and Riley. This is a direct result of what's going on down there right now. Direct result. And this is just one of many.
And he is not messing around. What a difference between him as border czar saying, yes, we're going to treat you like ISIS. We are going to kill you. Understand this. Yeah. And what they're doing, I know what they're doing right now. They're trying to get these cartel members to run. Go ahead and let them dissemble their own cartels so we don't have to do it and we'll clean up whatever's left. And you know what? When Trump says that, the assassination of Soleimani is going to play a major role in this administration. Mm-hmm. Because when Trump says that, it's not an idle threat.
No, it's not.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is the Trump model.
Yes.
You say something that on the surface sounds outrageous, whether you're talking about tariffs on all goods, whether you're talking about taking out terrorist cartel members, or you're talking about taking out terrorists, or you're talking about taking out the Houthis in Yemen, whatever the threat is. Mm-hmm. And then in certain circumstances, when it benefits our national interest, it's done. Folks, that proves that you need to take these statements seriously. It doesn't necessarily mean that everything Donald Trump says is going to happen. No. But that threat is there, and you had better take it seriously if you're an opponent of the Trump administration and American interest. You'd better take it seriously, or you may not get a second chance.
Look, if you're ahead of a cartel, you see that Donald Trump droned the number two most powerful person in Iran. Mm-hmm. Some would argue number one because he was in control of the military. Yeah. Soleimani and Ahmadinejad is he's a religious figure, figurehead. And you watch, wow, he'd take out the number two in Iran. He will kill me so fast. And you're starting to figure out, okay, like how many layers below the earth can I hide if I'm a cartel member? We can find you anywhere.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere. We just hit rewind on the satellite and see where you've been so we can find out where you are. I mean, these are not hard things. And this is common sense. We should have killed these cartels a long time ago. And Lee, I mean, we had an article I had on Battleground America podcast in last year that our Pentagon is having trouble explaining where these cartels are getting military hardware that is only made by U.S. companies for the U.S. military. And yet somehow the cartels are ending up with this hardware and they're using it against the Mexican military, the Mexican government. We've got a real, very real situation. They may tip the power down there. So they have to be taken out. And they have to be taken out, as he said, because of the tentacles they have into our cities now. I mean, you're watching them push good old American drug dealers out.
Well, and the very threat of this may push the Mexican government to finally start doing something about it, which is what they're going to have to figure out they're going to have to do. Because if the threat is there, if you as a neighbor of this country are not going to take out the people in your country that are endangering the people in our country, we're going to do it for you. So why don't you just go ahead and do it?
And here's the other thing that this does, okay? Mexico's political class is owned by these cartels.
Yes.
They're afraid
for
to
decades.
Die. They will die. So what Homan didn't say there is, yeah, a guy making 36 bucks a week as a police officer takes 100,000 in bribes. But if he doesn't, they just kill him anyway.
Yeah.
So what this does is give courage to the political class of Mexico. Hey, we're going to take out these cartel leaders so that you can begin to overcome the corruption in your country. Mm-hmm. You can begin to make decisions that are against the cartels without fearing for your own life or your family's lives. Because they don't have that luxury right now. These politicians are pretty much owned by these cartels. And you don't have a big choice. I mean, they kill judges. They kill police chiefs. I mean, it's endless. And unfortunately, we have to care because the, you know, Biden-Harris administration let half the cartel into the country. They are literally taking over cities. We have to nip this in the bud at the source. So this is awesome. And it's needed.
And long overdue.
Long overdue. Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, did you see Tom Homan also threatening Sanctuary City Democrats? Don't protect these criminals from me.
Yeah.
I'm coming in with a very big gang and we are going to get these criminals. Did you realize, I didn't know this till Homan told us this over the weekend, it's kind of end of last week, that there are thousands of ICE agents who've been put on desk duty inside the Department of Homeland Security, Lee, doing nothing but processing illegal immigrants papers so they can illegally come into the country and in some cases illegally fly on airliners.
Well, I mean, that has been the policy of the Biden administration is to bring people from, you know, outside the country into the country. And if you're opposed to actually securing the border, which they claim they want to, but they're not because they're using those monies and those people to facilitate the entry of illegal immigrants into the country. That's what the Biden-Harris administration was doing all along.
Yeah, well, and now he's staying home and saying, listen, there's thousands of them. I'm unleashing them. I'm taking them off desk duty. We're coming for these illegal immigrant criminals. We're going to deport them.
So he won't have to hire anybody or pay any more. We'll just simply repurpose the ones who are already there that were just doing desk duty.
Yep. They've been there the whole time.
Yeah.
Just unable to do their job because they weren't allowed to. So we're going to see. And by the way, Homan said, you know, when he was asked by Trump Jr. over the weekend, because Trump Jr. interviewed him, what's the first day of the Trump administration going to be like? Homan said, like, from an immigrationist perspective, shock and awe. So what a difference in the philosophies of these two presidencies.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it. I cannot wait to watch the liberation of Mexico from the cartels. We should have done it a long time ago. Heck, with our technology, we could do it in a weekend if we wanted to. Exploding pagers, anyone?